Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, the UK Bills podcast, Bills News with a UK twist. And what the hell happened, Alex? What the hell happened?
Yeah, speaking of twist, right? Diggs scores, and I start setting up for the podcast, right? I'm carrying my laptop up the stairs, and they're like, Hail Mary, like, final play of the game. And I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I'm watching still, but I'm just like, no, he dropped it. He bobbled it, something. I think I'm sick because of it, honestly. I had so many notes, so many things to talk about. But I think the one thing off the top of my head is that this game doesn't matter.
No. Dolphins won, so everyone's going to say it's now Dolphins division and all that, and week 17 is going to be the best. It's going to be the game on there, but we had that game for the taking. But especially in that third quarter and then that fourth quarter, when we had what, four penalties in a row?
That was in my notes.
We lost 33 yards on those penalties.
Yeah.
Then for Hawkes, we mentioned the shank.
Yep. Under the radar was Andre Roberts' two really bad kickoff returns. Deep in our own zone. That was frustrating.
The lack 20, of
23-9.
Mm.
I start making notes about how great our coaching staff is. I had notes about how we've been critical of Dable, we've been critical of Frazier. But that's only because we've only ever known shit coaching. So when we see bad stuff happen, we're like, oh, this guy sucks. It's in our DNA as Bills fans to see bad coaching and call it out. What we haven't been used to since Levy has been more good than bad and consistent. Mm. Really creating a culture, a process, guys buying in. That's what we have. And I was going to I was gonna have this whole plan about, we're not going to talk about the game. We're just going to talk about how we overreacted to Dable last year. We overreacted to Frazier this year. This defense has changed. They're more aggressive. They're getting turnovers. They're getting sacks. And honestly, all of that's true. We could be talking about that right now, if not for the final play.
Yeah. I mean, they shot coaching staff, well, especially Dable, shot himself in the foot when they actually started implementing the run game. You know that we're not getting anywhere on the run game. I mean, what did we all together? We had what, under 100 yards rushing.
I understand the desire to want to go to the run game. In the first half, at halftime, I was a little unsettled until we scored in the third quarter. But at halftime, I was unsettled because Arizona was really controlling the game. On offense, they were moving the ball. They just couldn't execute. And again, Arizona's coaching staff did everything they could to lose them that game. The drive before we scored, they were out there throwing the ball. So stupid. They learned, Arizona did, in the third quarter, the way to win is to run Murray. And then they got up and they got stupid and they let us back in it. And by the grace of whatever football gods there are, they won that game. In Kingsbury is probably not going to be criticized at all, but he rightfully should. The Miami game last week and this week, the coaching staff put Murray in a position to lose the game by using his arm too much. And, you know, we should be really focusing on the fact that our coaching staff won us the game and Arizona's lost it. But DeAndre Hopkins is literally Superman. And that's just going to change the whole narrative the whole week.
Yeah, I mean,
the whole 2 weeks. Hopefully we can get over this easy, right? I mean, quickly.
Well, we've got Chargers next. That should be doing. We should hopefully get the injuries done over the bye week. Obviously, we'll have Milano back for the game after the Chargers, so defense steps up a little bit.
Milano can't play the Chargers game?
No, apparently the rule when he's gone on IR is that he's got three games rather than 3 weeks.
That's stupid. Okay.
So the bye week, obviously, no game.
Okay.
It doesn't count. So technically he's on injury reserve for 4 weeks rather than 3 weeks.
Well, the bye week comes at a really important time. I mean, we're banged up. Getting Ford and Morse back is going to be really important. I mean, we only had, one game with everybody, right? And it was until Morse got hurt real quick. So
I think, at least the good thing was Morse was able to suit up.
Yeah.
Okay, he didn't get any snaps, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with that. But the good thing is that he actually was able to sort out because, I mean, Brian Winters, he was at fault for a couple of those penalties. That O-line kept Josh upright. He didn't take any sacks.
I mean, we had John Brown on that 3rd and 23. We had John Brown for 24, and Winters takes a holding penalty. That's not entirely his fault because when offensive linemen don't have eyes in the back of their head. So he's pass protecting for Allen in the pocket. Allen bounces out of the pocket, so the defender obviously shifts to that side. Winters, what is an offensive lineman going to do in that situation, right? He's going to block his guy no matter what. You know, you have your hold, you have your block on him, and then he shifts to the outside. You move, you're going to hold on to him, you know? So it's tough. Obviously, some guys have ways of getting around that, but Winters didn't. And, there's a lot of what-ifs and this shoulda and that coulda, and it ultimately should have because
Well, again, second week in a row, penalties killing us. Singletary,
yeah,
with that stupid play, that stupid flag.
That's bang bang to me. On the Singletary block, he blocks at the second that Allen throws the ball. Maybe a half second, 1 second after. Nobody has the mental processes to you know, he's going in for the block. Allen's, you know, in the process throwing it. He just finishes his block. I can't really blame him on that.
Then you've got refs seem to be calling random PIs on the Bills, on the thing.
That wasn't the pass interference. So
I'm going into excuses now.
There shouldn't be. That was our game because fourth quarter Allen did his job.
Eventually.
Against all odds, you know. He was really, it's weird. And I guess, I mean, we know this is what Josh Allen is. That throw to Diggs was perfect. Those two interceptions were god awful. Just underthrown, behind, low.
The one that was aimed for Beasley, I don't think that was underthrown because the way that was coming down, that was Peterson actually made a good, followed the eyes and actually got in underneath that route. Beasley, if he wasn't there, Beasley would have caught that. So,
if a DB is never there, then. I mean, if a DB is never on a receiver, you know, if he's not there, they're always going to catch it. But I blame Allen for both of those interceptions.
I don't. Well, maybe one. I have to go back on him. Yeah. But the one that was going for Beasley, I don't blame it. Peterson came off his route, actually watched his eyes all the time. Ball was gone, so it was just a good play. That's why he's one of the best cornerbacks.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Beasley. He had one hell of a game. I mean,
yeah.
Second half, this is the game script for Beasley, you know, do nothing in the first half. And then when we need to do a little bit of comeback, Allen and Beasley just are on a connection. You know, just so good. That leaping catch on third down. Where little dude
drag swag
little dude got 6'5" on it. I mean, that was fantastic. I mean,
if that doesn't win toe drag swag on Good Morning Football on Wednesday, then Nick Burleson will have to go hang himself. Yes, that was the ultimate toe drag swag.
We should probably cut what you just said, but
really?
Yeah, you don't ever want to say that.
Okay, right. No. Okay, I repeat. Okay, I take that back.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine. In the heat of the moment, I mean, we're all really pissed off, and you're seeing an opportunity for the Bills to get some kind of credit, and you don't want that to be taken away. So I understand how you're feeling there. It's just, I mean, I'm not too upset about the loss. 23-9, I'm feeling good. I'm making notes. And then Arizona comes back. And my first instinct is it's not an AFC game. There's literally no tiebreakers. Kyler Murray also is really good at football.
Yeah.
Maybe not as accurate in the clutch. I mean, I'm going to say that because obviously, you know, whatever, the touchdown is going to look good on the last play. But the drive previous to our go-ahead touchdown, he was off and he wasn't hitting.
Mm.
Second year, so yeah, you know, young kid, still a kid. But yeah, Arizona did everything they could to lose that game on the final two drives, ours and their second last drive. So I'm not going to be too upset about this because I want to go to bed. It's 10 to it's 12:50 right now. I don't really have very much. I'm not worried about Miami still. The bye week comes at a fantastic time for us to you know, really work on the penalties. You know, I think that's going to be a real big focus over the next week. And, you know, we're going to come out. We're going to beat the Chargers. We're going to beat the Niners. Things are going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've just seen – I'll take back what I said about Nate Burleson. He's actually just liked the tweet when I said, toe drag swag winner this week for Beasley. He's just liked it.
Get out there and do work, right? Get him to see it. Let's get him on the show. Let's get him to talk about our wide receivers. Maybe in a week or so, because all anybody's going to want to talk about is that Hopkins catch. So let's give it some time.
Yeah, true. But no, I mean, the one thing I think they missed out on is getting McKenzie more involved in that game. There were games there where they could put the sweep in and given him more of an opportunity other than just have that one play where he threw a touchdown. They should have used him a lot more on that offense. I mean, that offense could be in the making, especially what Beasley did in that second half. Maybe let McKenzie do some of the stuff as well.
Well, I mean, we know that McKenzie is one-dimensional in a sense, at least his role is in our offense. But I don't think there's really ever going to be a situation where I'm calling for more Isaiah McKenzie. It's not against him. It's just the fact that we have other guys in front of him, like Davis, Brown, Beasley, and Diggs. So it must have been something on Arizona's defense. I mean, their safeties, their corners are really fast. They had some injuries, so maybe that, you know, could have put McKenzie in a place on some sweeps or some, you know, handoffs, some screens. But, you know, we got a little too wide receiver screen heavy. That one to Diggs. That went for nothing was really a hurt. Moss had a screen that got blown up. It's just, you know, those are the ropes, though. You're not going to hit on every single one of your plays. And I think, oddly, you know, Bills Mafia, you know, we get to this point where things are going up and we expect everything to hit. And that's never going to be the case. So yeah. I'm not critical of Dable in this situation. It would have been important to have run the ball to slow down the Cardinals. So I see why he wanted to do it. You know, you trust your players to execute the plays that you call, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And
unfortunately, this offense just can't run the ball very, very well right now.
At the moment, doesn't seem like they can stop
defense. So
at the moment, they don't even seem to be able to stop the run. I mean, you get days. Yeah. You've got days when you could, and days when you can't. But the last few weeks, we've been able to stop the run. This week, it's just it just imploded. Everything just imploded. We bit too much on play action, on RPO. The two Murray touchdowns, Jerry Hughes
and defense. Has anyone stopped that though?
It has been stopped a couple of times. 10
rushing touchdowns this year. Our defense did everything they could. They got two turnovers. They got three turnovers. You know, that's what you need to do to stop an offense. Get the ball away from them. We did that. You know, we stopped them on critical plays in the first half to get the lead that we did. But Kyler Murray is a quarterback who's always going to get his. Whether it's to Hopkins or running the ball, he did it. He did it all today with that final drive. Just, you know,
yeah,
I don't want to let this bother me. I don't want to have too much negative to say. I don't want to feel bad going into the bye week. You know, this is a team with the best record since forever. You know, I was in, you know, primary school, right? I mean, come on. That was how you know, the last time we were this good. So,
okay. So let's try. Because obviously, there's probably so much we could actually do. And let's say, well, where is the time here? It's the instant reaction. Let's finish on a positive note. Turn up the bass.
Yeah. You know, I did say, however, on Twitter, I really wasn't on Twitter tonight.
No, it was me.
Yeah. Tyler Bass is good indoors. He's not making those in Buffalo, man. I'm telling you. He's not making those outside in the wind.
Well, you're right, good point.
But still is a good point in the scenario because this was the game that he played. This was the arena that he played in, and he did well. And my credo for the season is play with confidence, play better. And this is going to boost his confidence, absolutely. So, Tyler Bass, fantastic performance.
I mean, I said it a few. We had that question, didn't we, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
On the shows.
Yeah, we both
should
agree.
We be worried? I'm not worried. No. I wasn't worried at that time, and it's kind of showing that the last few games he actually kept us in the game. He kicked pretty much all the points against New England. He has some clutch kicks against Seattle. He's hit 58 yarders.
Yeah, fantastic.
In this game, he's just going to get better and better with that leg.
And
I think
people need to realize, though, he will miss kicks.
Oh, yeah.
So just, you know, you don't expect perfection. It's weird that I've never been a part of any other NFL fan base. So I don't know if this is true for everyone. But goddamn, we expect perfection every Sunday, don't we? You know, you have to understand that that doesn't exist. So when Bass misses some field goals, when Allen throws some interceptions, when the defense allows some plays, there's not a single perfect football team in the league. Maybe we're like this because we've seen New England for so long be as close to perfect as you can in NFL history. So maybe we're a little bit skewed because of that. But this is a really good football team that we have that lost on just the weirdest fucking play. So let's not be down about it.
I'll finish up with one more positive. People may call this a positive, people may not. Dane Jackson. 7th round pick out Pitt.
Yeah. No, I mean that's a positive. I mean how would someone not see that as a positive? The kid played really, really well this week.
I put on Twitter, do you think this potentially signals Norman not being re-signed at the end of the year?
Oh, I think that was going to happen anyway. Josh Norman was very much a Frank Gore type player. Bring him in for his character, for his experience, and that's about that. Josh Norman was never going to get re-signed here.
And especially, the play that really stood out, obviously, is tackling, and then that play in the red zone in, was it first half? Where he was actually matched up one-on-one with Hopkins in the end zone. Yeah. He actually stopped him out.
Yeah, the big play for him. That goes on his highlight reel. And that's a big win for him.
It shows, obviously, you know, they love they love those type of cornerbacks, and maybe give him another season. In a couple of, not next season, maybe the season after that, he could be the starting cornerback opposite Trey White.
Man, you really like to get ahead of yourself, don't you? We're probably going to draft a guy in the top three rounds this year. So
probably.
If Dane Jackson stays on this team as like a nickel cornerback for 4 or 5 years, I think he fills his spot. I don't need a player who shows flashes here and there to be a starter. You know, like there was a lot of Zimmer talk. Like, he's not a starter. He's a rotational guy. There was okay. Something else that I want to talk about, but I forgot because we talked about this instead. Oh, well. I'm excited for the bye week, too. So, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, next week, obviously, bye week, we're going to open it up. We're not going to have any questions. Obviously, you want to do a quick instant reaction. Yeah, there's going to be no questions tonight. Instant reaction show was 1 a.m. in the morning. We probably could talk for ages on the questions. So we will look to do a mailbag on the Thursday or Friday, which would have been our actual preview show. But we want to hear your questions, whether it be on the game just gone, on the season so far, players, injuries, looking forward to next season. Hell, let's even get draft talk in. I know Alex doesn't really like talking about draft, but I'm happy to talk draft. You have draft questions, any sort of questions at all. Then we go on to the 100th episode, which, fingers crossed, we've got some really good guests lined up, and hopefully it will be a very good show. And we'll be putting out the link to get the tickets for the Andre Reed jersey. I just had to sort a few little minor details out, but that will go. Link will go out tomorrow. So get your tickets.
Are you and I eligible to win that?
You could be eligible to win it if you want.
No, I don't think that's fair. As much as I would 40, like to.
It'd be 40 spaces, £4 a ticket.
Okay.
So £4 ticket to win a signed Andre Reed jersey.
Sounds good.
You've got to be in it to win it. So have you got any last thoughts before...
I have so many thoughts, but it's just not the prevailing mindset needs to be, we're going to be probably 12-4. Miami's not.
No.
The only loss I see on our schedule is Pittsburgh. And that's probably going to be a closer game than we think, probably. So,
to be honest, and we'll talk about this later, I could see that being a win. In the, as I said,
yeah.
But no, I mean, everyone's gonna be heartbroken about this game. We went down.
I'm not. You know, I'm over it. I'm already over it. I'm some, already into the bye week.
Some will be with 31 seconds. You go up. You score. All you had to do was keep Arizona inbound. One fluke play, and. Yeah.
Hopkins, all right, fine. We'll talk about it. You got me. Trey White tried to catch the ball.
Yeah.
You're supposed to just knock it down.
Yeah.
Are we willing to blame him?
What, Trey, for that?
Or Poyer, or who else was on that? Was that Poyer and Hyde?
Poyer and Hyde.
I mean, those are our three best fucking players on defense. How the hell does that happen?
I mean, I'm not going to blame anyone. It was a freaking thing. They could have. I think.
I mean, Poyer and Hyde tried to knock it down. Trey White tried to catch the ball.
Yeah, I think I don't blame them. I think it was the one just a little bit earlier where they actually managed to get out. Fitzgerald managed to get out of bounds. If they stayed in bounds on there, they had no timeouts left, and they would have actually probably run out and would not make that play. But. It's gone.
This is good in the long run because everyone's going to talk about Arizona now.
I mean,
we win with that Diggs touchdown, everyone's going to be talking about the 8-2 Buffalo Bills. They had a good start. They overcame adversity. They shut down Kyler throwing the ball. They shut down Hopkins. You know, everyone was going to talk about how great the Bills are. Two wins against two really good NFC West teams. And now no one's going to talk about us. That's where we want to be, right?
I think on reflection, it's an NFC team. You can lose to it. I would take all my losses with the NFC teams, because at the end of the day, they're not going to be, possibly for the title for the AFC East.
But those games,
it might be a tiebreaker.
Tiebreakers as important as much,
Yeah. But it's not going to be as important because we hold the tiebreaker over Miami. Or we will hold the tiebreaker.
Well, I mean, it's tough. Possibly. I mean, we both can go undefeated in the division except for games against each other.
Miami already lost against us. Oh, yeah.
Right, then yeah. But they could beat us.
Yeah.
You know, so it's – I'm still not worried about them. Okay? No. I'm not. Because it's not like Fitzpatrick – it's not like Fitzpatrick was the reason they lost to us. Allen carves up their defense. Daboll and Allen know how to beat Miami's defense. So that's just going to happen in our next game, okay? I believe it.
Yeah.
So I'm not – everyone's worried about Miami still. We're not worried about Miami. We're repeating ourselves. Let's go – let's just go into the bye week as a 7-3 football team, which is phenomenal. Wins are on the horizon. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. So on that final note from both of us, it's keep subscribing at RWBB _podcast, at UK _Bills on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook and YouTube. Hit subscribe, hit like, interact, get your questions in to us. We will have a big mailbag. We might even try and get someone on for maybe a mid-season review. Maybe we'll see.
Really do that. That sounds good.
And then we will be all prepping up for the 100th episode. So keep tuning in, keep listening, keep subscribing to get those big
hits. That share button. Let's grow the UK Bills Mafia.
And let's get all the latest news at the touch of the button. You're just hitting one right click or left click. Left click.
Left click. Do you not know how a mouse works?
Well, it's the left and a right, but.
Yeah, I know there's a left and a right. The right click, you know what? All right, you're tired. Let's get you to bed.
One in the morning. Come on.
It's true. Everybody knows that after 1 a.m., people forget how to use a mouse.
People forget a lot of things after 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Especially if they've been drinking.
All right. So
on that note, it's a good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and following. And for Alex, I'm Matt. And we say, go Bills.
Go Bills.
Not us.
Not us.
You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
No. Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.